This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Moving and grooving and grooving. It's the DJ V Show. I'm Doug Steffen, the D of DJ V. Jennifer Horn is the J of J, the DJ V Show, and V is Victoria, the V in the DJ V Show. Is that clear, or is that kind of confusing? I think I got it, right? Got it all? Ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. There is a great story about a woman who got her car stolen, and she got it back. I'll tell you that after Jennifer gives us an update on, I love these updates. It's an update. It's not, by the way, is there an update on the storm? Kind of petered out and went away as fast as it was in the news cycle.
It's a lot out of flooding, though, yeah.
Oh, yeah, big mess. Yep. All right, so Jennifer, what are you updating us on?
Well, I'm going to update you on the story of billionaire yucky guy Jeffrey Epstein. He's the one who has a lot of friends in high places who obviously kept him safe for many, many, many years. Now, I'm assuming that we don't know that to be true, but he's an accused child sex trafficker. He is accused of having young girls as young as 14 in his home, giving massages and a whole lot more. And he's accused of having the sex island and the Lolita Express. He was willing to post bail, his lawyer said, as high as $100 million. They had a detention hearing for Jeffrey Epstein. He said, look, here's $100 million. You'll let him go home and you'll let him wait for his court case. Well, the prosecutors in the case argued that that really shouldn't be an option because accused pedophile Jeffrey Epstein kept a fake passport issued by a foreign country in the name of another person in his safe. Oh, he also had piles of cash. He has dozens of diamonds. And all of this would be really at his disposal if he were allowed to return home. The assistant U.S. attorney is Alex Rossmiller. He said the feds had learned the contents of the safe just hours before the bail hearing in Manhattan federal court. He cited the passport was issued back in the 80s, but it listed a residence in Saudi Arabia. And it's another example as to why he should remain locked up while awaiting trial for trafficking of underage girls. According to Rossmiller, the passport was issued in the name of a foreign country, but it had a picture of Epstein. It also had a name that was not Jeffrey Epstein, but his picture was on it. The judge in the case, Judge Berman, said he would issue a ruling on whether or not to grant bail to Epstein on Thursday. He's charged with conspiracy and sex trafficking. That carries a maximum of 45 years in prison. He is 66 years old, so that could mean life if he is found guilty on these charges. He says he's not guilty, and Epstein's attorneys have called the new case a redo of old allegations that resulted in a non-prosecution agreement with federal prosecutors back in Florida. This led to the resignation of Labor Secretary Alex Acosta. He was a U.S. attorney at the time. As part of that deal, Epstein pleaded guilty in 2008 to two state prostitution charges, and then he was registered as a sex offender, and he settled the claims with cash brought by dozens of accusers. Prosecutors say that he's a flight risk and he should be kept in jail awaiting trial. Lots of things are all true at the same time. Jeffrey Epstein does have a case to argue that this is double jeopardy and that he's already fought these charges. Unfortunately, that is true. It's one of the flaws probably of our legal system, of course. But it is also true that he is granted the benefit of being innocent until proven guilty. And so this judge, the reason it seems that it's a tough decision is because the reason people are released on bail is because they are deemed innocent under the law. So this judge has a lot to take into consideration. What does help working against this guy is that they found the safe just hours before the trial and realized that he had enough money and resources, which shouldn't be a stretch. We know how rich this guy is, to get the heck out of the country if he really wanted to. So a lot going on for this judge to try to figure out what the heck to do.
Yeah, well, to me, this, if he's got a Saudi passport, then we know yeah. like he's had international, you know, businessmen
probably
and all kinds of people.
Plenty of Saudis have been on that island.
Exactly. Somebody in the Saudi government gave him a passport, and that's one of the you know, the favors that they've done for him. And probably I'm sure he's got videotape of everybody who was on his island. And on Pedophile Island, I'm sure they're... It's this case, I think, is just going to be blown. So I think once this goes to trial, I think we're going to be just sickened and appalled by the breadth and width of this case, because this is a global case. This is not just, you know, Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton.
And what happens if he walks, which is a real possibility, because that to me is what's going to be so hard. You're absolutely right. All of these connections, all of this mm-hmm. nastiness, all of these stories yep. are going to come out, and then under the law, the jury's going to be able to say, well, he was already convicted of these things, or prepare for the worst, and people will be shocked and horrified and dismayed.
If people thought the Panama Papers were bad, that's nothing compared to what this is going to overturn.
Remember the TV show, probably you don't, none of you are old enough, remember Fantasy Island with Ricardo Montalban?
They're making a movie of that now.
Yeah, are they really?
Yeah.
The midget's name was, I forget what his name was, but anyway, he was always going around here. Deplane, boss.
Boss, deplane.
His name was Tattoo.
Tattoo, that's right, too. That was his name on the show. I forget what his real name was. Anyway, well-known actor. So this is Fantasy Island on steroids, if you will. These sorts of things do exist. You realize that the Saudis are bad, bad, bad people. It is a bad, bad, bad company. I mean, a country. It just, you know, we continue to show support for them. They're our friends. Bourgeois. They're not our friends. They're only our friends when it comes to certain people getting paid or doing business with them. And it's disgusting. It really is. I wouldn't go. I would never go to that country. Never. Ever, ever, ever. Not that they're going to go out of business because I don't show up there, but I've been a lot of places around the world and I want to go. I'd like to touch almost every country before I hit the trail, and that's not one that I care to go to. Just don't. And the Middle East in general doesn't do anything much for me for a lot of different reasons. Here's the story of a Missouri woman who took matters into her own hands, played detective for a couple of days, and got her car back after it was stolen while it was being fueled at a gas station. Not that this was the smartest move. She went into the bathroom while the car was getting gassed up, and so when she came out, the car was gone. She realized the car was gone, named Danielle Reno, gas station in Kansas City, Missouri. She went into the Quick Trip. Apparently her daughter was inside as well. I was maybe 15, 20 feet away from the car when it got stolen. She told the police. The police weren't very helpful, she said. So I decided to do an investigation of my own. They didn't do anything. So she began by trying to track her iPhone, which was in the car. I realized it was off, though, so that didn't work. She was ultimately able to locate the car because the thief started using her credit cards, which she had left in the car as well. She followed the spending trail, started at a Taco Bell down the street.
As you would. Genius.
Yeah, right. Anyway, she watched the surveillance footage of the gas station, searched the area for her car. She got her next lead when her phone was turned on and pinged at a certain address. We talked to the people at the address, she said. They were very shady. They admitted they'd seen the car. We called the police. The police talked to them. But when they did, the people denied ever telling me that they'd seen my car. Luckily for her, she says that when she woke up the other day, she noticed that her car had been used at another gas station. She drove there where the employee told her that she'd overheard the person with the car, the woman, she was going to go to Applebee's. So she and her sister went across the street to the local Applebee's, and there was the car, and the woman was in the car. So I think there was a little
wow. Whoever stole this car needs to aim a little higher next time.
Yeah.
Taco Bell, Applebee's, and the gas station. Come on, you've got someone else's credit cards at your discretion.
Isn't there Nordstrom nearby? seriously?
I think this whole story is a life lesson on what you shouldn't do, because here's the deal. That woman, so she left her keys in her car and left the car running while she went to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah, not so good. Don't do that.
One thing down. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't leave your purse
and, if you steal
and your
a
cell
car,
phone.
Don't go to Taco Bell.
All right. Jennifer, maybe give us an update in a moment on the president and all of the business with the ladies and the club or whatever. What's it called? What are those women?
The squad.
The squad. That's it. Okay. Power swabs cleanses your teeth, gets rid of the dark, gets rid of the color, gets rid of the dirt, gets rid of the... You know what I'm talking about. You want white teeth? Call 800-208-1797. Have a quick conversation. Order power swabs. I mean, after all these years of me talking about this on the air, 8-9 years, people get the message that this is something that really works. And I talk about it because it's all natural. It's two things. It works and it's natural. So you get back your great white smile without affecting the enamel on your teeth. And whether you have your own teeth or store-bought teeth or veneers or whatever it is you got, this is the way to have a great white smile. And if you're looking for a new job, yeah, people are going to judge you by the way you look. A nice white smile. You want to help your love life? Help yourself to 800-208-1797 and get power swabs. Use the DJB code. Buy them at half the retail price. Use them. Put them on every 5, 6, 7 days. And you whiten your teeth 2 shades every time you use it. It's a no-brainer. It's smart. It's simple. And it'll give you a swell smile. 800-208-1797 for power swabs right now. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so is there a quick update? Anything new to the Trump and Trump versus the four ladies and the back and forth there?
What no, is there? they're going to try to impeach him for being a racist, and he is going to use them to paint the Democrats all in one way. And so as I was brushing my teeth this morning, where I do my best thinking in my library, I decided that maybe these guys are actually working together. Maybe this is actually benefiting both Trump and the squad. Trump gets to paint the Democrats as these far-left extremists, and the squad becomes the leading force of the Democrat Party. So how about that? Maybe they're all in on it together. They've made a deal. Trump's been tweeting all morning long, however, about these four women who have problems, he thinks, with the country. He says anybody who has a problem with the country can leave if they want to. These women say that President Trump is a racist and that there are problems all throughout his administration. So is it more, it's more rhetoric than it is anything else. Both of them, I think, are pushing the limits as to what's appropriate. And I think both of them are actually skewing facts on this. So we'll see.
Skewing facts now. Could that be fake news? No. 21 after the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Time 24 at the hour on the DJB program. Victoria and Karen, Doug, and you listening to Kimberly Perry of the band Perry releasing some seeming pent-up anger in her latest tune, The Good Life, which fans note as a serious departure from their usual pop country sound. So what is she angry about? She says, this is a story about the infidelity I experienced. I want you to know that this song was written during a toxic and incredibly difficult time in my life. I'm singing it to you now with the voice of a woman who has completely regained a strong sense of self, rebuilt her womanhood, and is grateful to have learned so much. She never mentions her ex-husband, JP. Is it Arencibia? Who's he? I don't know.
He's a Major League Baseball player.
Okay. He responded, apparently, on social media, accusing her of trying to use their divorce to revive her career. There you go. There's a guy. You want to get to know him better, I'm sure. Right? They filed for divorce in 2018. Without knowing either of them, just by listening, by reading that one thing from his social media, I'm on her side. Is it funny how it just flips a switch?
I don't know how many people would be on his side. Yeah. You know, I don't follow them, but now having seen this song and heard the song and seen some of the reports, I guess he's not a good guy.
No.
I guess there's a lot of.
So why does it? Why did she marry him in the first place? Would be the question that people might have.
I don't think anyone marries someone with the anticipation of them cheating on them.
No, but knowing who they are, do you really know? Do you ever really know anybody? That question got asked a lot last time around. Do you ever really know the other person? Ever really know the other person? Like, you really feel like you know Lewis?
Yeah,
inside and out, top to bottom? Yeah.
Okay. Pretty much, yeah.
That's good. Nothing wrong with that. All right, so that's that story. Let's move on to Lisa Loeb, who's got a new song for a James Patterson novel. She broke through on the charts in a rather unique fashion. Her debut hit, Stay, I Miss You, topped the Hot 100 for 3 weeks in August back in, was 25 years ago, 1994, while she was still an unsigned artist, making her the first such act ever to lead the list. Stay was famously released on the Reality Bites soundtrack with one of the film's stars and Loeb's friend Ethan Hawke, having directed the song's classic one-take video. Ahead of the 25th anniversary of the song ruling the charts, Loeb's latest track called Love Never Dies doubles as the theme song that she recorded to accompany author Patterson's new novel, Sophia, Princess Among Beasts, which was actually released yesterday. Much in the same way, she says, songs are used as themes for films. A song can broaden a reader's experience as well. She notes that she was inspired by the novel's lead character, as the song serves as a message for any person who's overcoming challenges and looking for their inner strength. So,
I think it's a genius marketing ploy on behalf of James Patterson. Not that he needs more readers, because every one of his books, I'm not a fan of his books, but every time he releases a new novel, people seem to go nuts for it. It's kind of genius to be the first book to have a theme song. I love it. From just a marketing standpoint, I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, I agree.
To think about how many times we see a movie trailer or a movie poster with a theme song that gets attached to it, it's just, it puts it in your head in such a visceral way.
Yep. Well, I think that's a good observation. I'm with you. I'll put a rubber stamp on that, Victoria. Thank you. 28 past the hour here on the Ever-Loving DJV program. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows. There's 60-day money-back guarantee. And for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98, with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that we not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A historic mission for mankind began 50 years ago today when Apollo 11 blasted off from Cape Canaveral, heading for the moon.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Today, Apollo 11 crew members Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins will reunite at the Kennedy Space Center. The first man to set foot on the moon, Neil Armstrong, died in 2012. Saturday marks the golden anniversary of that lunar landing, when Armstrong left the first human footprints on the moon. At least 70 current and former U.S. Customs and Border Protection workers are now reportedly under investigation for posting inappropriate things in a secret Facebook group. Customs officials say the workers joked about dead migrants and made sexist comments about Latina Congress members. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
From the land of curiosity, always with the old expression, curiosity killed a cat. I don't know. I didn't even know where that expression came from. Anybody know? Where did that come from?
I have no idea.
Curiosity killed a cat. This is the DJV program. Kara's got cats. Maybe she knows. The only one. Oh, no,
she doesn't have a cat.
I thought you had a cat.
No, I like cats.
I live vicariously through my sisters who have cats.
Really?
Yes.
Ah, swell. Victoria's got dogs. That's okay with me. I think there. I heard that there was a move to have you, Kara, get a pet alligator into your apartment. What do you think? Is that something that you do?
Yeah, sure. If you're trying to get me off of the show, then that sounds like a great idea.
No, I'm not trying to do that. Alligators have big teeth. I was just doing my spot for power swabs. How about using power swabs on those big crocodile or alligator teeth? What do you think? They have, which had, the alligators have bigger teeth or crocodiles? Anybody know? Which is the bigger?
I did it. Well, actually, I might know the answer to this. I don't know if it's which ones are bigger, but I do know they're different in the sense that when we were in New Orleans a couple of years ago, we did the swamp tour, and so the alligators are around the flat bottom boat and everything. So alligators' teeth are differently shaped. Crocodiles' teeth are if you opened up a crocodile's mouth, the teeth look like they're sort of arching backwards because they can tear flesh more easily. So and alligators look more like a regular, like a reptile, like a regular straight up and down teeth. So I don't know which ones are bigger, but my money would be on the crocodiles can do a lot more damage and are much more aggressive.
All right, so if that's the case, then let's talk about alligators instead.
Yeah.
They're sweeter, kinder, gentler beings.
Well, a Tennessee police department is warning residents to stop flushing drugs down their toilet and sinks out of fear that they could create what they're calling, quote-unquote, meth gators. The Loretto Police Department social media post says, now our sewer guys take great pride in releasing water that is cleaner than what is in the creek, but they are not really prepared for meth. Ducks, geese, and other fowl frequent our treatment ponds, and we shudder to think what one all hyped up on meth would do. So they're warning this. They put this on Facebook.
Like a bad movie like Sharknado. Gatornado.
Meth gators. Yeah.
Meth gators.
The reason that they posted this on Facebook is they found a suspect who unsuccessfully was trying to flush methamphetamine and paraphernalia at their home. The suspect was arrested, and police say it's actually becoming a much bigger issue for the city because drugs in the sewer system end up in retention ponds for processing before they're sent downstream. And so police warn that if the drugs make it far enough, that they will end up being consumed by gators in Shoal Creek. And they said they've had enough methed up animals the past few weeks without our help. And they say they are urging residents to bring any drugs, including prescription medication, into the police office for proper disposal instead of flushing them down the toilet or down the sink.
How charming.
It's kind of crazy. Can you imagine in New York City, meth rats?
Yeah.
Ooh. The rats would be all, like, hopped up on meth.
That's as bad as imagining a snake's going to come back up through your toilet and bite you in the butt.
And that has happened, which is...
No, it has.
And water rats, too. You know, water rats have come up through the toilets, too.
No, I don't want to have that. No.
And you're always the, maybe, look, kids, before you sit.
All right. Well, here's some more bad stuff. Might as well keep piling up. Let's pile some more on. The EPA is allowing farmers, shame on the EPA and shame on farmers, to resume using a lot of pesticides that kill bees. Basically, they cited a chemical industry study that says the product that we're talking about here doesn't affect the bees. This, for a change, is not from Monsanto. It's from Dow. The company is called Corteva Agriscience, which is making a weed killer, bug killer. The lawsuits continue by environmentalists, and in this case, they are appropriate. Honeybees pollinate all of the food we eat. Do you realize that? Every single thing that you eat traces its life back to bees, because either the food you eat directly, vegetables, etc., fruits, or the veggies are eaten by animals that you eat, whether it's pigs, lamb, chicken, cows, all that stuff, all have to, they base their existence on things that are in some way, shape, or form created by the union of a bee pollinating a plant. So these food crops, billions, billions, billions of dollars of food every year, agriculture, land use experts say that this stuff cuts into the supply of pollen, the pesticides that are created, the parasites that live as a result of this stuff. Well, the people that like the pesticides say we're getting rid of the bad stuff. that they're on sharp decline, but the toll is taking. Isn't there somebody that can, there's got to be somebody smart enough that can come up with a way to kill the parasites and the bad stuff and not kill the bees? Isn't there something
they would probably, I'm sure that that is possible, but they would probably just argue, and I mean they, meaning the big agribusinesses, or, you know, the companies that, that make these pesticides, they'd probably say it would cost too much money to do the research on it. What was that story not that long ago where they wasn't it a drug company or a pharmaceutical company had found out that one of their drugs actually cured something really horrific, but they didn't want to spend the money to do
money
the proper
do
trials on it.
$80 million or something. Yeah, right. Yeah.
So they'd probably say the same thing. They'd say, "Oh, well, who cares about the bees?" You know, it's
so this
we're so disconnected from
has been right. We don't. We're not. Hello, left hand meet the right hand. This is what you eat, and this is what you're doing to your body. That was what we were. You know, the stuff goes on and on. This sort of thing. Honeybees, according to the University of Maryland. 38%. We lost 38% of bee colonies last winter alone. This study, the problem's been going on 13, 14 years now. That's when we first started talking about it. Federal appeals court ordered the EPA to withdraw approval for this product called sulfoxaflor. Is that how you pronounce it?
Sounds
right.
Sulfoxaflor?
I think it is, yeah. Ruling in a lawsuit brought by the U.S. beekeeping groups, not enough was known. So now apparently they're convincing, or the Department of Agriculture says they know enough now, and they're going to stop collecting data on honeybees. This is just stupid. Just
why would you
stupid.
Stop collecting data stupid. On honeybee colonies? That's just...
Why
oh
do these people,
God.
They have such... Some of the ideas they have are great, and some of them are just plain... They're just so dull. So stupid. And this is, it means,
and this is coming from the Department of Agriculture.
Yeah.
I can't believe, and maybe now that this is a story that has hit all the major news outlets, maybe farmers who, you know, who have bee colonies on their land, maybe they'll contact the
protesting.
Department of Agriculture and say,
they're protesting. They've been protesting. But it's going, that's why Trump's going to lose the farm vote, because stuff like this. EPA rules that, but yeah, changing the EPA is a good idea, but not... And with the rules that they're coming up with, and certainly the USDA and its connection to Big Ag, given half the money that we got for relief for farmers to big companies. I told you, I got $189.50. That's my share.
Can you imagine if you were... You have a lot of different businesses, but can you imagine if you were reliant solely on being a dairy farmer, and that's the check
exist.
That they send you?
I'd be out of business. Yeah, out of business. So anyway... not a smart move. Here's something else that isn't smart. E-cigarettes. How in the world, this is another one of those, you shake your head and you wonder, who among us thinks this is a good idea? With information on top of information on top of information. So a federal judge has ruled that e-cigarette companies have 10 months now to submit their applications to keep their products on the market or they're out of business. This lawsuit started in, I think, California. Anti-tobacco groups took the FDA to court last year for delaying a review of e-cigarettes. The FDA suggested the 10-month timeline after a district judge ruled it had acted illegally by letting e-cigarettes stay on the market until 2022 before applying for FDA approval. So how'd this stuff get on the market?
It's a great question.
And yet there was no FDA approval, and so many other products never get on the market. So what's the difference between this stuff? Why? Who do they know?
Exactly.
Who's running these companies
that
allow the FDA to say, go for it? Yeah, the tobacco companies. Right.
And, you know, it's but to go back to what you were saying, how are people still using these e-cigarettes and, you know, with all the information that's out there now? On the beach on Sunday, the beach was just absolutely packed. Everybody just looked like ants all over the beach. And it was
vaping.
Just all kids vaping around us. Mm. And it was just that blueberry smell and that chemical cotton candy. It's disgusting. And it was coming at us in all different directions. So they haven't even done any studies yet, really.
Middle
nothing
school
conclusive
kids
on
now.
Yeah.
Middle school kids are using this stuff now. And yet the FDA is still reviewing it. Okay, good for you guys. Great job. See, that's, again, that's what we wanted change. I wanted change. I want to get rid of the regulations and the regulators where it makes sense. And you can say, well, it makes sense to some people to do this. Doesn't make any sense to anybody who's got any sense that that's the right thing to do. 45 after the hour on the DJV program, Mike Lindell invented My Pillow. Sounds like it could be a song, right? Mike Lindell had a problem, E-I-E-I-O, and in his bed he had a pillow, E-I-E-I-O, and in the pillow it was a bed. So come up with something better than that, but you know what, you're getting the gist of my focus here on My Pillows, the My Pillow premium pillows, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Now a special deal can be had by DJV listeners to buy the premium pillow. Guaranteed for 60 days. You don't like it, send it back, get your money back. Wash them, dry them, made in America. The MyPillow mattress topper, guaranteed to be the most comfortable mattress topper you'll ever own. Don't like it, send it back, get your money back. That's true with every other MyPillow product. They're the only ones that get customer satisfaction. Try billing, try bringing back a used pillow that you've slept on for a couple of nights to the store. See, I don't like this pillow. It doesn't feel good. Oh, too bad. You bought it. You own it. See you later. That's not what they do at MyPillow. That's why they are over and above, leaps and bounds over and above other companies that are doing the same thing. Go to MyPillow.com and order your sheets, your premium pillows, mattress toppers, all at great discount from 35 to 65% off when you use the promo code DJV. That's right. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Get your savings, get financed if you need it. Get yours today at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
The first day of school will be here before you know it, so to help parents and kids get ready, Lands' End is hosting Backpack Day. On July 16th, Lands' End has back-to-school deals with over 50% off backpacks and lunchboxes. Just use the promo code BOOKBAG. Upgrade your back-to-school gear with items such as the new Classmate Backpack that has unique straps to improve posture and the soft-sided Easy Wipe lunchbox that's designed to keep lunch cold for up to 5 hours. Exciting new prints include Deep Sea Space, Hedge Green Shark, and Flint Rock Monsters. Lands' End also makes it easy to customize each backpack so that it's as unique as your child. Choose from hundreds of icons, monograms, colors, and styles to personalize each backpack to make it special. This event is the perfect time to discover and purchase the most important back-to-school necessities. So this Backpack Day, July 16th, save at landsend.com by using the promo code BOOKBAG.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so a couple of quickies here. An avowed white supremacist sentenced to life in prison plus 419 years yesterday for driving his car into a crowd of anti-racism protesters during a rally in Virginia. Remember that a couple of years ago? August of 2017, James Alex Field didn't have any expression on his face at all when the judge imposed the recommendation of the jury that convicted him of murder and malicious wounding. So a lot of people, broken bones, just a mess. So he gets life plus 419 years. I guess he'll be spending there a little bit. I think you look at the pictures of these people, you can find a kind of see what the story is with them. What is it, the old expression, you can't tell a book by its cover? Yeah, I think in some cases you kind of can. You look at this guy and his surly, angry puss on his face. You know, he's angry at everybody. What is there about? We ask this question all the time. These young 20-ish guys who are just so angry about everything. I'm going to run my car. What do you think's going to happen to you, you moron? You'd go to jail for the rest of your life. You're only 22 years old. How can you be that angry? 10 before the hour.
feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Actually, he is a friend of mine. I'm proud to have Chuck Curry as a friend. And I love the responses from people looking at that picture of you and me on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV Show. And I put it on my own Facebook page, facebook.com/DougStefan. You can see Chucker in all his glory right there in his ice cream shirt and his ice cream parlor. We had a nice, nice time. All right, so you like Elvis. I like Elvis. And I'm guessing you're going to update us on who has been cast as Elvis, the Presley person. Who's getting...
Yeah, Baz Luhrmann, the director of Moulin Rouge in Australia, handpicked this unknown actor named Austin Butler to play Elvis Presley in his untitled biopic over at Warner Brothers. I guess the big coup of this film, Doug, is that Tom Hanks has already been cast for the last probably 6 months now. He's going to play Elvis's 20-year manager, Colonel Tom Parker. This is a trend. I like this trend. Bohemian Rhapsody, big hit. Rocket Man, a hit, and a really good film. I think both quality movies. I think an Elvis biopic with Tom Hanks as Tom Parker. I don't know much about this young actor, although I do know he will be seen in the upcoming Quentin Tarantino movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He must be talented because a lot of very talented young actors wanted this role. He got it. So Elvis biopic.
What do you know about him, though? I mean, what do we really know about this.
He's been in a lot like CW type shows. I know he was in some like Nickelodeon and Disney type stuff when he was younger. But I haven't seen him in anything huge lately. I kind of like that they have someone who's a little unknown because they were floating around Harry Styles and all these other big names. And I think that takes away from Elvis. They're too recognizable. You need someone who's not that known.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question.
He apparently has a part in the new Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the new Tarantino movie with Brad Pitt and Leo. So we'll see him there, and I think probably people will pay attention to him more in that movie now.
When you saw the still picture, you know his work. Do you think he'd be a good Elvis?
I think there's a resemblance. I think it's enough that he could pull it off. Yeah.
I agree.
What they need to do is create a new persona. I think this is why the move may be smart upon thinking about it. You want a new persona. Elvis is so recognizable, so distinct, and all these other people who we're talking about have their own identity. I remember when Michael Sheehan played Elvis? Was it Michael? Remember the actor that played Elvis?
Oh, Michael Shannon.
Yeah, Shannon. That's right, too.
Elvis Nixon, that movie. Yeah,
right. That was a crazy, silly movie. Especially given the fact that he's such a serious actor, most of the time.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, he is. He's a serious.
Yeah, he is. No, he
very
is.
Very serious actor. But he,
you know, there's a TV movie from the late 1970s. John Carpenter directed. Kurt Russell played Elvis Presley. I thought did a
I remember that. Yeah,
job.
Yeah.
It's very underrated. Really good piece of TV back in the day.
But you see what I'm saying, though, Chuck? They all have their own identities now as actors, so it's hard to take them away from them as actors and put Elvis's face on. If you got a new person doing it, it may be better. And, you know, it's like Rami Malek. Was he that well-known?
No, he was not. I agree with that 100%.
And Taron Egerton is also not that well-known.
Awesome Elton John.
Rocket Man,
yeah.
He was. Right. He was amazing.
If he doesn't get an Oscar nomination, something's wrong. And I tell you, that's as good a performance as Elton John as I've seen in quite some time. That is fantastic work.
Yep. All right, so that's that story. What do we have? What else in the
one other bit of news? One other bit of news. Advanced tracking on Warner Brothers' sequel to the hit horror film It, which is based on Stephen King's best-selling novel. Very strong. It will open around $140-150 million opening weekend when it hits theaters September 6th. I know you're first online, Doug, to see the sequel date. Horror.
I mean,
is still, you know, but we talk about this all the time. Obviously, the superhero boom is massive in the industry, a game changer in good and bad ways. But horror still does very well, specifically high profile stuff. It was a really good movie, and I think a lot of people will look forward to this. Sequel.
Yeah. All right. Well,
not you though.
Not me. I don't have to look for it. I'm only one person buying one ticket.
Well, you know, it's cool. You know, it's
I don't
cool.
even buy a ticket.
In the first film, it was all kid cast. This one's going to have the kids as adult, and Jessica Chastain will play the adult version of the Audrey character in this film, and she's one of the best actresses. And
she is very good, isn't she?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
She is quite good. Yep. There. Who else would you put in that category? Margot Robbie? Would you put her there in that?
I'd say she's the most high-profile up-and-coming actress in the business right
now. More than Chastain.
She's going to have another. Yeah, they're both really good.
Okay.
But I think Margot Robbie's going to have a Michelle Pfeiffer-type career. She's going to be around for a very, very long time.
I hear she likes to drink Merlot. Have you heard that about her?
I have not.
No, okay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.